Zakta Elga Mishnah Baita Masech the site of Peri Gimel Mishnah Aleph. The husband has to bring a carbon mincha. It's called Minchas Kenais. We learned that he brings it in a regular basket made out of palm fiber, not like the usual minchas that are brought in golden baskets. He puts it into the site's hand. She supports it with her hand. The Kohen prepares the Mayim HaMarorim, the bitter water. He reads her the Shvua and the Klala, and she responds, Amen, Amen. Then he writes the psukim on the klaf, on the parchment. And now we are makriv the carbon mincha, at least according to Moshitas. So hayanaitalis minchasa, says our Mishnah, as we continue over here, Perik Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the husband takes her mincha, mitoich kfifa mitzvitz, out of this basket of palm fiber, the noisna letoich kli sharis, and he puts it into a kli sharis. The Batanura explains, even though the husband is not a kohen, but this part of the mincha, putting it into the kli sharis, anyone can do. It doesn't have to be a kohen. From the kmitza on, I need a kohen, and the approach to the mizbeach, that's called the beginning of kmitza. Someone who's not a kohen can't approach the mizbeach. Putting into the keli, pouring over here, by menachas that would require shemen, all of that would be kosher by a non-kohen. He can pour, he can mix. So in this case, even if the husband is not a kohen, he can be mekadesh to mincha by putting it into the kli sharis. V'noisna al yada. And he puts it back into her hand. V'kohen meniach yadi mitachteh u'menifa. And the kohen places his hand underneath hers. And the tenufa begins. That's the waving. He's going to wave the carbon together with her. Similar to what's done with a lulav. Forwards, backwards, up and down. By the carbon shlamim, says about tenur. It says yadav tiviyana. And by the mincha site, it says, V'lokach ha-kayin miyad ha-isha. So we learn, just like by the shlamim, the kayin places his hand underneath the hand of the bailam. And they do tenufa, so by the site, it's also done that way. So, chazing over our Mishnah, the husband takes the mincha out of the kefifa mitzris, the special basket. The husband puts the mincha into the kli sharis, that's going to be mekadesh the mincha. Afterwards, they take the mincha that's in the kli sharis. It's put al yada, puts it back into her hand. The kohen puts his hand underneath hers, and the tenufa is done together. There's a big shaila how he's allowed to touch her hand. Man is not allowed to touch a lady's hand. So some say under these circumstances, the Torah says it's mutter. It's such a scary situation, there's no yetzahara here. Torah says, Yamta brings him the Yerushalmi, they brought a very old kohen for this. Other Rishonim disagree. They say the kohen didn't put his hands mamish under her hand, but he put his hands on the keli lower down from the place where her hands were. Now, she was holding the keli a little bit higher, and he held the keli a little bit underneath, but he did not mamish touch her hands, as I state in the Taisus Harash.